Okay, part two. What do you say? We go to Ches now? I think you said Ches.
I think
Fine.
so. I'm gonna double check
Yeah.
it.
Shtei
Yes,
chatzeres zu
including Ches.
Okay, thank you. You have two chatzeres, one inside the other. Ubnei and the meaning you have, what do you call this, a railroad? Like a railroad house, right? Or yard where one has to go through
Yeah,
the
call it
other.
railroad apartments.
Railroad
Yeah.
apartment, right? Ubnei and the inner ones don't have a way to get to the street, right? Derech ha-chatzar ha-chitzayna, only through the outer chatzar. Sheyesh pesach bein ha-chatzeres, that there's a door in between the yards, with derech sham holchin, and that's the way they go. Im reitzim ma'arvim eruv echad, the same thing like we said before. If they want, they can make an eruv together. Vim lai eruv v'yachad, and if they don't want to make an eruv together, im bnei panimis, and now it gets a little bit more complicated. Im bnei panimis levadam eruv. So if the inner yard makes their own eruv, heim mutarim l'talta b'chatzar shalem, they could carry in their own yard. Ubnei achitzayin asurim, and the bnei achitzayin are not allowed. Right? Vim bnei panimis loy eruv, ela bnei achitzayin levadam eruv. If the people on the inside, they didn't make an eruv. Only the outside people make an Erev, then that Erev doesn't help for the inner people. I'm sorry, that it doesn't even help if the outer yard makes an Erev and the inner yard didn't make an Erev, then the outer yard's Erev doesn't work. Why? Because the inner yard have access to the outer yard, otherwise they can't leave, they're not in jail. Since they have access, so they have to combine them into the Eruv. Since they have the right of way to go out through the outer chatzar, then they are Asr. But that's only if the inner ones didn't make an Eruv at all. Does Kivan Shehein Shehein Oisim Ze Al Zeb Mekayim, since they Asr, they're not allowed to carry in their own inner yard. That's called a foot that's also in its place. And a regular tzitzis foot in its place. Is also in another place too. But if the inner yard made their own eruv, and then it's mutter for them to carry in their place. So then that's called a foot that's mutter to carry in its place. And they're not osir even on the outer one. And same thing, if the inner yard only one yid lives, it's not also in the place. So the outer one is not osir either. And if two people live in the inner one, they didn't make an eruv. Even though on the outside one only one person lives, which means he doesn't have to make an eruv because he's a lone person. But since the two that were in the inside were aser to carry because they didn't make an eruv, as oisim gam al yochid, then they aser on the yochid. Okay, so some of this stuff with eruv gets pretty technical. Like let's say shtok. Let's say you have houses that are on the second floor, but if name mirpeset, and in front of them they have a porch. And then from the porch they have direct access to the yard. And then they go out from the chotzer shusaram. They have the same status as one chotzer in front in within the other one. And the porch is looked at like the inner yard. Okay. Hey, by sheish by shtei diros. So it's a house that has a two-family house. The haino sheish prize door. There's a hallway. Asher derech zeh nichnasim l'dirozu v'gam l'dirozu. You can access both apartments from that hallway. V'donar b'shtei adiros shnei balabatim. And in the two apartments live two balabatim. Asurim l'hoitzi afilu mibayis l'prize door. You're not allowed to carry even from the house to the apartment building. V'chein afilu b'dira achas. Even in one apartment, she chalukah l'shnei chadorim, that's split into two rooms, v'dorim hem shnayim, and two people live there. Af al pi shapnimi ein le pesach ela l'achitzen, even though the inner one doesn't have a pesach, only to the outer one. U'min achitzen yoytzen l'chotzer, and from the outside they go out to the chotzer. Mikol makom asurim l'taltel, Afilu mechader lechader, you can't carry even from one room to another room. Ad sheyasu eruv, until they make an eruv. Im shnei abatim ha'adiras shaychem le'ish echad. And if the two houses and the diras are shaykh to one person, who hischer dira lechavera, and he rents out an apartment to his friend, v'yesh legamkein sham tfisas yad, and he has epis, he has something in the apartment. This is a major sugya. Ayin b'zeh v'shulchan aruch chayadim, meaning this is where you get into. Do you need an eruv chatzeres in a hotel? Right, because it's really owned by one guy. The problem is that every person rents their room. So is it looked at like separate houses or not? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses that if the owner has things in the room that he's able to take out at his own will when he wants, then you may. Then Rami Yosef Feinstein, well, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, then it's fine. So the question is, in these hotels, is that considered something that the boss can come in and take? So Rami Yosef Feinstein is makel that you wouldn't need an eruv, but many others disagree. Fine. Vav. What's the best way to make an eruv? One of the batim in the chutzah take on erev Shabbos a full kikar, right? Meaning a whole loaf of bread. The meaning nowadays we use a box of matzah. Mishaloi. What he does, he takes it from himself. And he gives it to somebody else. Meaning, because basically what you have to do with an eruv chatzeres is everybody has to combine to one food. How do you do that without making a headache and going to every individual house and collecting a roll? It's a big headache. So what you do is called zachen ladam shalei b'fanav. You're zeicher for somebody not in front of it. Meaning there's no loss of making a chatzer for anybody. So they're all going to be agreed to do it. So basically what you do is you take a box of matzah, you go to a different guy in the chatzah, give him the box of matzah, and he picks it up on behalf of everybody in the chatzah. Now everybody in the chatzah owns this box of matzah, then he gives it back to the fellow, and that is as if they all combined. That's basically what he's going to say. Dahainu, sha'aymila acher b'loshen shu mevin, he tells the other person in a way he'll understand inyan zeh, kach kikar zeh, take this loaf. You should be zeichen for all the yidden in this chatzar. Or the chatzar is elu. For the keach zeh as a kikar, and then he takes the loaf. He picks up a lisa tefach from ha'arev loy chaimim eno. And then the one making there takes it from him and he makes the bracha. Baruch ta Hashem al kinu malach adam. Asher k'dushanu mitzvah sov v'tzivanu al mitzvah eruv. V'aymer ba'dein eruva. With this area, we're allowed to take and go up into from the houses to the yard, and from the chutz to the houses, from house to house, for all the yidden that are living in this house. And since everybody now owns this loaf, and then when Shabbos came in, this loaf of bread is in the bayis of the dira of this guy who made the eruv, nashama kilu kulam dor b'bayis hazeh. That's as if they all live in this bayis. That is what we call an eruv. Believe it or not, when you say, "Is there an eruv in a city?" That's what needs to be done first and foremost. Our eruv, at least last I checked, we have this with a box of matzah. And box of matzah is like the maximum you need. The 18 groigers is the maximum amount they need, no matter how many people are in the city. Last I checked, it's kept in the Aguda. At least the Farakaway one. The Farakaway Lawrence one is kept in the Aguda. Zayin. Tzarech lezakeh dafka ayidei acher. You dafka have to be able to be kinda on behalf of everybody through somebody else. V'lechein lo yezakeh lidei benoi ubitei ktana. Meaning, because the easiest thing for the person to do who's making the erev is just call over his son or his daughter. Right? But you can't do that. And that's even if they don't rely on him for support. Because the maestro there is kids, so their hands are like his hands. But through another cotton you are allowed. And if it's possible, don't use your wife. Because meaning a wife that you give her food, because we say that these are also considered like his. But there's nobody else, and then you can do it through them. And if the son is married, even though he's relying on his father for support, then everybody holds you can use him to do the Erev. So now we just mentioned it before, but here's what he says, what's this year? If there's 18 balabatim or less, you're a gregress. The shear is like a gregress, it's a dried fig. Shukamashlishbe is like a third of an egg. L'chol echot, each person. Chutzmizeh, excluding the one who's making the Erev. And he put it in his house. He doesn't have to give bread. He lives there. Meaning the whole point is everybody's considered like living in one house. So the person living there is living in the house. So he doesn't have to give a gregress. And if there's more than 18 people, afiluhem elef, even if there are 1,000 shiurim mazon shtei sudos, shem shmoyne asar gregress, then the whole shiur is the amount of two sudos, which is 18 gregress, shem kama shisha beitzim, and that's like six eggs worth. This is also obviously in the old days. I mean, who is considered two meals to be a third of an egg? Halavai. Some say it's eight eggs worth. Well, the physical gregress who kashlish uchi, that's like a third and a ninth of an egg, right? Which is basically almost a half, a little less than half of an egg. But again, the maximum you would have to take is 18 gregress. Most boxes of matzahs will cover 18 gregress. You figure gregress about a quarter of a matzah. You have six matzahs in there, so then seven matzahs, whatever, so five matzahs, whatever you have, that's that most box of matzahs will cover it. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.
Thank you.
Yeah.